morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse, morning madhouse.
What the f*** wrong with burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor news. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse, whoa.
Hold on, y'all. Bring my headphones in. There it go. None of it, Larry, the Wonder Man House, clocking in for y'all. It's today, Tuesday. Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday. And, man, you know what? This weather has been really, really crazy. I've been watching this thing play out for this week. And, you know, we got some rain last night. And that rain last night was pretty crucial. It's going to keep temperatures down right in the early 70s. 57 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Most of the rain out of the area for today. But listen, the cloud cover is going to be around, and then tomorrow it's going to slide in, and it's going to feel like winter again tomorrow. I'm talking about high is barely reaching 60 with a 95% chance of rain on tomorrow, and almost all day long tomorrow they're calling for rain. So yeah, it's going to come in overnight tonight and then be with us all day long on tomorrow. But enjoy the day. 57, partly cloudy right now this morning. 72 is your high for the day. And in the mad eye with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm feeling better. You know what I mean? Had a crazy weekend. Yeah. I had to go get a COVID test, make sure I ain't had that V-19.
Okay.
So I was straight on that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just had a little head cold. I get them once a year. I always get them once a year about the same time every year. And it never fails.
Mm-hmm.
And it always put me down for about 20 some hours.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. How was the show yesterday? You had a good show?
Yeah.
I heard y'all on here talking about body count.
Yes. What were we talking? The doghouse courtroom case, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man wanted to know the woman that he's dating body count. She was like, that don't mean nothing, so I'm not answering that question.
Tell that man how many men and women you done been with. Yeah, tell that man your body count if he asked. Most people lie anyway, so it don't matter. So, you know, everybody's been talking about this talking about this fight between Floyd Mayweather and Jake Paul. Did you see that boy got, I got your hat tatted on him?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with this boy? What's wrong with this boy? He really, 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 really want Floyd to put his hands on him in this alleged exhibition. I don't know how you make a boxing match an exhibition, because it's a fight. It's a boxing match. So I don't know how they make it an exhibition, but going down, I think, is it June 5th or June 6th? I know it's going. June 6th is going down. Floyd Mayweather, Jake Paul, and Jake Paul did take Floyd's hat and got it tatted on him. I don't know about this. And I also saw that my boy, Russell Big Nose Westbrook, shout out to him. He broke the NBA triple-double record. He holds the record in the NBA for the most triple-doubles with 181. That's an amazing feat. So shout out to him. You know, that's my little big brother. We got the same birthday. So Scorpio stuff, you know what I mean? Shout out to Russell Big Nose Westbrook. And speaking of basketball, I saw J. Cole about to do something. J. Cole! Shout out to J. Cole!
Mm-hmm.
I ain't know J. Cole really good. Well, they been saying that J. Cole could hoop like that, but shout out to him. Said he's going to go play basketball in Africa, in Rwanda, wherever you pronounce it. So shout out to J. Cole, man. Representing Fayetteville, representing the Carolinas, and, you know, finally really pursuing his basketball dream, because, you know, before he was a rapper, he was a hooper. And, you know, Quavo claims himself as the best rapping basketballer. That's disputable. But it's dope to see J. Cole to go do this and go do this over in the motherland. I think that's really, really dope. What do you think about it?
Yeah. He's always talked about the basketball, and he just dropped that documentary yesterday, mm-hmm. and people are getting ready for the album and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really big. I wonder... I think this is a new league they're starting too over in Africa. So I think that's big, that, you know, one of their biggest names is going to be J. Cole. So promote that African League. And I think it's some NBA players or former NBA players that's actually behind this league that's trying to help this league grow over there. So hopefully that they really, really attract to it and people really take it serious. But like I said, they got a big name already in J. Cole. Now, whether he get out there and do something on the court, now that remains to be seen. You think J. Cole cool like that?
I have no idea.
You never seen him? Well, you know,
seen him play.
He did come to Charlotte, and he, I ain't saying he was out there hooping. He was out there shooting around when he came with the Hornets. I think it was either last year or the year before. He came, and they did a Dreamville night. He gave out some shirts, and he was out there shooting around. He looked pretty decent. He looked better than Lil Baby. I tell you that. Cause Lil Baby
don't
looked,
take much.
Yeah, Lil Baby looked terrible. Jessica looked better than Lil Baby.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying, like, you could beat Lil Baby in one-on-one basketball. I think I would put my money on you. Because I seen Lil Baby hoop. Terrible.
You should put your money on me because I'm nice.
All right, today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Sometimes life is like skiing downhill blind. We can't see the struggles to come or all the other skiers who might run into us or over us. And those fears are heightened when we recall how often we've been blindsided by people we've trusted and circumstances we didn't see coming. Humanly speaking, it leaves even the strongest of us feeling vulnerable. But that's when we place our confidence in the God who never changes and never fails. His word for you today is this: I will lead the blind by ways they have not known, along unfamiliar paths. I will guide them. I will turn darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Today, be encouraged by these words. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
You got time today, Moneybag. Shout out to Moneybag, yo. 6:03, 3 minutes out to 6 o'clock. High today is going to be right near 72. You know what time it is. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right. Research on similar viruses gave scientists a head start so that they could create the COVID-19 vaccines without any shortcuts. Get your vaccine as soon as you can. You can get the vax that you need at mecnc.gov. That is mecnc.gov. Today, we are asking you, nosy neighbors, what is something that makes you cringe? You're like,
snakes and spiders both make me cringe. Yeah, that and throw up.
I actually ran into a snake this weekend.
Where about?
In my garden. I was doing gardening.
Yeah, in your yard?
Mm-hmm.
You better go get some snake away, because next day I'll be in the house.
Listen, I didn't have to do anything. The guy was on it.
Oh, wait.
He is the same way. He absolutely hates snakes.
Oh, nah, I'm good. I run them out of my garden. They can have it. Whatever you want out there, big dog, it's yours. Keep it out there.
I was telling Burpee yesterday, I actually got pretty close to it because it camouflaged in with the mulch. I was pulling up leaves. Weeds. No. Uh-huh. It looks sort of brownish.
Brown snake. Ugh.
It looks sort of brownish.
Yeah, I seen one on the highway.
But it was not fun at all. I just calmly walked inside and was like, hey. Can you come outside for a second?
Something won't you there.
I got something for you. Man. I knew that if I would have told him on the inside of the house, he would have freaked out.
Yeah, so. You'd have been out there by yourself.
I just told him when he got outside. It's like, hey, it's a snake right there.
And what'd he do with it?
He beat it to a pulp.
Yep.
So much so that the neighbor started coming out of their house to look outside and see what was going on. He was in the middle of the street with it. Just beating it.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
For me, something that makes me cringe is feet.
Oh, yeah, you don't like feet.
I do not like feet. And I was actually with, a couple of weekends ago, I was with my girlfriends, but there was a new young lady that was hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
And she got very, very close to me, and she had her, like, she sat down next to me on the sofa, and she had her feet out next to me. And my friends must have saw it on my face. And they were like, just to let you know, Jessica doesn't like feet. You know, like, you should move your feet away from her. Like,
What about feet? Like, why are you like that about feet, though? Like, what makes you cringe about feet? Like, what? Why are you like that?
Because I feel like they're cold and they're, like, wet. And I don't want it to touch me.
So does your boo sleep with socks on or whatever? Or you don't know?
I don't know because he doesn't touch me. He respects the space that I am in life.
No, that's cool. That's crazy.
I don't do the feet thing at all.
So if he touch you with his feet, you're going to go crazy.
He knows better.
I'm just saying, like, by accident. You when you sleep, you can't really control your actions.
You can.
Okay.
You can.
All right.
He does a good job at it. We're not playing the
games. Know what we going to do for Halloween? We going to get some feet and put them on Jessica.
I do not. I really do not like that.
I think I'll be mad. Ooh.
And all of my close friends know it.
You think all of them are wet and stinky?
I think that they're all like wet and cold. And like, who enjoys that touching you?
I mean, a lot of people. Ugh. I mean, some people like feet. They like rubbing their feet on you, or you rubbing your feet on them. Some people like it. But, you know, everybody's different.
I will say this. This is the first guy ever that I have been able to put my feet on. Because even in that regard, I don't like putting my feet on people.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't do that. You keep your feet and I keep my feet. So, but he's the first guy that I've ever been able to put my feet on.
And rub your feet on him.
And I feel like, but it's my feet on him. His feet aren't allowed on me.
That sounds like a double standard.
Well, okay. Hey.
All right. Whatever works.
It just is what it is.
All right. How do we tap in on the Madhouse?
Ugh.
Question of the day.
Ugh. Head on over to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Are your feet cold and wet?
No, sometimes they are. Sometimes they are.
Okay.
It's just, you know.
It's Carolina's favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault, because you didn't wake up the brain. You got to feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, the Billboard Music Awards are right around the corner, and it is time for you to cast your votes. Fans can vote in two categories, Top Collab and Top Social Artist. It's open right now. You can cast your vote on the Billboard website from now until Friday, May 21st. The Billboard Music Awards are going down Sunday, May 23rd, and they're hosted by Nick Jonas. Find out who has the most nominations this year coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News at 7:24. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Nobody's perfect. That's your boy J. Cole right now. We told you earlier, man, we opened the show that J. Cole is going to be playing basketball in his African League over in Rwanda, man. So shout out to J. Cole. Hopefully he has a perfect season over there. Kicking it with the new basketball league and everything. I think that is really, really dope. And I hope more, not even celebrities, but just more dope athletes follow and go over there and do their thing and represent in the league with J. Cole. And I hopefully it becomes really, really big and not necessarily be a competition for the NBA, but be another auxiliary league. And I think it's very big to open a league on the continent of Africa. You know, they have a lot of overseas basketball leagues. They got the European League. They got leagues in Israel and everywhere else. So I think this is going to be big for Africa. Don't get paranoid. It's all right. They ain't trying to set you up. They just both decided to come to the club at the same time. Snow the Larry, the boy, the Madhouse, 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 o'clock on the way to your radio. You know we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback dropping at 6:30. Coming up at 6:40, you know it's Trending Topics. And one thing is trending this morning, but it's not going to be in Trending Topics. Stacey Abrams is talking about that one day she hopes to run for President of the United States. And you know the Atlanta and Georgia political scene has been at the center of controversies ever since the last election season.
And, you know, and now Keisha Bottoms saying that she is not going to return as mayor when her term is up. Stacey Abrams is saying that she wants to run for president. Do you think Stacey Abrams has a big enough platform to run for president, Ms. Jessica?
Do I think Stacey Abrams has a big enough platform to run for president eventually?
Yeah.
Eventually.
Would you support a Stacey Abrams run for president, or you need a little bit more information on Stacey and, you know, the things that she stands for?
I would definitely need some more information on her. I like what she did. I like the fact that she saw I love solution-oriented people. Mm-hmm. I love solution-oriented people. People that know, that don't just sit up there and talk about the problems. They're like, okay, well, what are we doing? And Stacey Abrams is definitely one of those people who saw a problem, went out there, and got it done. I love that about her. She is a phenomenal person. So, definitely in the African American community, I think that she is a pioneer, mm-hmm. and I think that she has support. But that's not enough. She needs it from a lot of different angles.
I think she could definitely win the South, most of the South, you know, with a platform that she's been, you know, building. I think she would need a little bit more push. And but I think, you know, that's a great goal and a great ambition. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, who am I to say no to that? And I have to say yes to that for every black girl out here who has a dream. So I applaud her for that. And I think if she really, really honed in on it, that she definitely could run. And as far as the Keisha Bottoms thing and her not returning as mayor, you know, like I said, the Georgia political scene and the Atlanta political scene right now is at the forefront of a lot of things. I think Keisha Bottoms is actually probably going to run for something, or probably go for something bigger. And she, I don't think she's said yet. Well, I haven't seen her say yet, but I could see her doing something bigger. And moving on to a whole nother political realm. Or she could just be tired, like Rosa Parks was. I'm just tired, baby. I'm just tired. I'm just going to sit down right here. But shout out to both of those sisters, though. But I definitely would support a Stacey Abrams run for president as a woman. I would like to see it. And we've seen a lot of stuff in our lifetime, and I wouldn't be opposed to seeing that in our lifetime and actually seeing her run and win. Yeah. Yeah. I think as far as running and winning, I think she could be one. And definitely, I think if Michelle Obama decided to run for political office as president, I think she could pull it off. I think those two could definitely get it done. All right. Coming up, we got trending topics that's going to drop at 6:40, and then your Madhouse throwback of the morning is definitely dropping at 6:30. It's the plug.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
The best of the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Yep, it's Nola Belair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
I'm trending money.
Yep, it's time for trending time.
I'm the smell of money. Smell of money. Running streets. No Limit keys coming. I'm trending money. I'm the smell of money. Smell of money. Running streets. No Limit keys coming. I'm trending money. I'm the smell of money. Smell of money. Running streets. No Limit keys coming.
All right, trending topic two of the day is being brought to you by iStaycation. Listen, do you need a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Staycation. Sometimes you can't always get away and go all the way far away, but you can have a staycation right here at the crib. Log on to power98fm.com for your chance to win a $1,500 staycation Check it out right now. We want you to relax. Go ahead and visit power98fm.com for your chance to win big with our $1,500 staycation national contest. Do it right now. You deserve a staycation. Yes, you do. All right, let's get into these trending topics. Trending first. You already know. Where's the gas at, Roy? Roy, where is the gas? You know, we had a cyber attack on our Colonial Pipeline, which is the pipeline that feeds gas to North Carolina, where Governor Roy Cooper declared a state of emergency, which, you know, you're supposed to do, and sent everybody into a frenzy. Y'all gotta go get gas. So the gas stations yesterday was extra, extra packed. And I didn't even notice it because I pulled in to get gas and I got right to the pump. But like right after I left, the line just seemed to grow and grow and grow. Jessica, did you get gas yesterday?
I got gas before yesterday.
So you were straight already?
Yeah, I was already straight.
But people, calm down. Calm down. We had a little cyber attack. We good. We got gas, okay? He declared a state of emergency to allow that we could get make sure that we have fuel supply in North Carolina, okay, y'all? Calm. Woo, I almost got it. Calm down. Crazy story coming out of Atlanta and Iowa and Durham. It's one story, but it includes all three places. A songwriter by the name of Justin Wright, who has worked with everybody, including Nipsey Hussle, Timbaland, DJ Khaled, Bow Wow, Swiss Beatz. He's worked with everybody. National songwriter, platinum songwriter, 31 years old, killed his 20-year-old girlfriend over the weekend on Mother's Day. The girl's mother said that he had been threatening her for weeks. He took her all the way to Iowa and killed her. Her name is Walana Bibbs. Her name was Walana Bibbs of Durham, North Carolina. He's from Atlanta. They had an on and off relationship. And yeah, he's 31. She's 20. And I just want to say, God rest her soul. This is crazy. This violence against women has been on the rise for the last 3 years. And it's just, yeah. You said stuff to make you cringe, Miss Jessica. There's something right there that makes me cringe. Snapchat is under fire this morning. They're trending this morning. Why is Snapchat trending? Because a mother in Oregon is suing Snapchat because she said that they could have prevented her son from committing suicide. Her Snapchat has an app called a YOLO app where you can answer and ask questions, and the users are all anonymous. And she said her son was bullied for months on his app, and she came home and found her son dead. So now she is suing Snapchat because she wants to reveal the names of the people who were bullying her son. You think this is a fair case, Jessica? I think this is a fair case. You know, sometimes I'd be like, you know, I don't know. But no, I think this is a fair case because, you know, I'm sure that they probably reported this, like the mom probably reported this early on and probably was trying to get help for her son. And, you know, I think he was 10 or 11 years old. And yeah, this is crazy. And yeah, Snapchat, y'all got to give up them users. Y'all got to go to court and give up them users. Or y'all should have been this, or at least they should. I think they could have stepped in early and maybe suspended their accounts or something like that. But yeah, mother definitely suing Snapchat, and this is going to be a big case coming out of Oregon. And last but not least, trending this morning up in Connecticut, a student has been suspended for having an OnlyFans page. The student is 18 years old. She's in high school, and her principal discovered her OnlyFans page and suspended her from school. Well, the gotcha is, one, she attends a Catholic school, and two, how in the hell did the principal discover her on the fans page and go see her pictures? Mr. Principal, what was you doing on her page? Why was you on OnlyFans? I got questions, and I need answers, like ASAP. I don't think, number one, she's an adult. She's 18. By law, she's an adult. Hey, I mean, is it in the Catholic school bylaws that you can't have an OnlyFans page? I don't know. I'm not a Catholic.
I'm wondering if it's OnlyFans or if it's all social media that they can have.
That's a good question. Somebody Catholic, call us and let us know, because I don't know. It's the plug, man. It's probably not it.
No limit, liberty.
You know how I go? It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, and it's time to let them shine.
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you
love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine? Okay. Thank you, Amon. You got
Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica.
Hmm.
We be on Memorial Week. Not Memorial Week. On Saturday morning.
I don't know. I might take that as a holiday. I'm not sure. We'll see.
Hey, Jessica.
Hmm.
Can you keep my request on Saturday?
What song do you want to hear on Saturday?
I would have Nappy Roots on Saturday.
Nappy Roots?
Send that to Amon Johnson.
Nappy Roots out to Amon Johnson.
Saturday afternoon, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Jessica.
Yes.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Give me a shot on the way Saturday afternoon, please.
I got you. I thought you were about to tell me something. Okay?
Amon.
What?
Peace, big dog.
Peace.
Peace. He said, guess what? Like he was going to tell me something.
Yeah, I thought he was about to tell you something. I'm like, guess what, Jessica? Hello? Good morning.
Hello?
Hey.
Good morning.
You got somebody you need to let shine?
Yes, I would like to let my son, Corian Cole, shine. I'm so proud of him. This is his mommy. He got him a job and everything, and I'm so proud of him because we done been through some trials and tribulations 2020 with him graduating and his brother getting killed and everything. So he's finally getting out there, getting his strength together to, you know, do what he got to do as a man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Definitely let that shine. Definitely got to let that shine. And it's so many young people out there going through that phase, man. They just trying to figure it out. You know, you get stuck in that in-between phase of life where you don't know if you're going or you're coming. But shout out to all the young men and young women getting themselves together and, you know, just moving on with life, man. Shout out to everybody out there that's doing that and let all y'all shine this morning. Coming up is Justice Got Your Nose Neighbor News. That's dropping at 724. And, of course, at 740 is the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, coming up, I got your Nosy Neighbor News. Someone returned to social media yesterday and had the internet going crazy. And speaking of the internet going crazy, Miss Portia Williams, boy, she made a huge announcement on social media yesterday. A lot of people talking about that. Gonna let you know what it is. And someone has 16 Billboard Music Award nominations.
16 Billboard Music nominations.
Who is it?
I'm gonna go with what's the girl name that everybody like that don't like? Lizzo. I'm gonna go with Lizzo.
Lizzo?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Lizzo.
All right, we'll find out who it is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie,
cadet. What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, May 11th. After months of waiting, Nicki Minaj hopped on social media to tease her long-awaited return. Now, we don't know exactly what Nicki is dropping, but what we do know is it's dropping on Friday. Nicki got missing on social media shortly after giving birth to a little baby boy who she refers to as Papa Bear. It's official, Lil Baby and Lil Durk have set a date. Their joint project, Voice of the Heroes, will be released on May 28th. Back in March, the two began teasing a potential project, and now it looks like the wait will soon be over. Get ready, Weekend fans. The singer is nominated for a whopping 16 Billboard Music Awards, and now he'll be hitting the stage as well. He's nominated in categories like Top Artist, top male artist and top R&B artist. You can check out the Billboard Music Awards on Sunday, May 23rd, hosted by Nick Jonas. J. Cole dropped a new documentary for fans. It's called Applying Pressure, the off-season documentary. It premiered on YouTube and will serve as another promotional arm for the release of his new album that is dropping this Friday. J. Cole's new documentary was directed by Scott Laser. If you all want to check it out, it's up on our website, power98fm.com. Portia Williams had the internet going crazy when she revealed that she not only has a new man, but she's about to have a new husband. That's right. She is engaged. The Real Housewife of Atlanta is engaged to a man by the name of Simon. I'm not even going to begin to try to pronounce his last name. Now, here's the gotcha. Simon just divorced his now ex-wife and Portia's former friend. Her name, Fallon? I believe that's what her name is. She was actually seen on this season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's supposed to have her own peach. But she was one of the friends that appeared this season. So we'll see how this one plays out. Congratulations to Wendy Williams, the media queen, showed off her wax figure that will be featured in Madame Tussauds New York City. The wax figure features Wendy dressed in a red jumpsuit with Gucci sneakers and wearing her trademark W diamond necklace. Now, according to one of the employees at the museum, they say it's taken over 20 artists over 800 hours and that the wax figure traveled over 3,000 miles across the Atlantic on a cargo ship. Wendy says you all did a superb job. If you all want to see it, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica for you. Happy birthday to Coi Leray, Black China, Ace Hood, and our former Carolina Panther, Cam Newton. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
One thing about it. Two things for sure. I'm fresh. I'm blessed. And what's the last thing you say? Shout out to Cam Newton. You never watch Cam Newton post? You like one pinky, one thumb, one love. You never watch his post where he do that? I'm blessed. I'm fresh. I think the last thing he says is like I'm highly favored or something like that. You know, watch it. He posts them every day.
Oh, no, I don't.
One pinky. Oh, one pinky, one thumb, one love. That's how you do it. Yeah. One pinky, one thumb, one love. It's Cam Newton. Go check it out. Happy birthday, Cam Newton. Miss Jessica told y'all to know the name of news.
That's the love signal. Okay.
Yeah. Right. You get one pinky, one thumb, one love.
What's the other one that you say he says?
He says, one thing about it, two things for sure. I'm blessed. I'm fresh.
And I'm gonna pass the test.
No,
that ain't it.
That definitely ain't it. Miss Jessica told you all to know the neighbor news about Lil Baby. What did she say about Lil Baby? 570-WPG or 1-800-525-0098. First call through correct answer. We got something for you.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry's mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98.
Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, Ms. Jessica. It's TJ from Charlotte.
Hi, TJ. How are you doing?
I'm good. And you?
I am wonderful. Thank you for asking. What did I say about Lil Baby in the Nosy Neighbor News?
Yeah, so you said Lil Baby and Lil Durk finally got an album collab going on. They're getting together for that.
That's what it is. Win.
TJ, you are correct. Thank you for listening. Go ahead. Give us 5 shout-outs.
Hey, I'll shout out to my wife for graduating nursing school, my 2 sons. They about to get out for the summer for school. Shout out to everybody out there getting through this COVID.
And do one more for your favorite radio station.
Power 98.
There it is, Big Dog. Appreciate you tapping in this morning. And don't you go nowhere. You know what's coming up next, man. The hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad. Find out what Larry is mad about up next. Yeah, he mad today. Yeah, it's one of them. Do you got time today? No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You know who that is right there. That's your boy, Moneybagg. Yo, really got time today. Shout out to Moneybagg. Moneybagg had the number one album in the country when he dropped, so shout out to him. Now that spot actually belongs to DJ Khaled. Khaled, his third number one album, so shout out to DJ Khaled, now holding down a number one spot. But Moneybagg, yo, held it down when he dropped his album, so his first number one album dropped, A Gangsta's Pain. So shout out to Moneybagg, man. Proud of that young man and everything they doing coming out of Memphis, Tennessee, CMG. Shout out to Yo Gotti and the whole squad up there. All right, y'all know what time it is. You know what time it is. It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad, mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad, mad? I'm mad.
That's right, it ain't verified. My name ain't verified, but I'm certified. Believe that, there. I am No Limit Larry on my Instagram page. I ain't verified Instagram, but I'm certified. All right, today's Larry Mad is being brought to you by the In Real Life Comedy Tour. You already know it's coming to town. Your boy Mike Epp, some more DC Young Fly, my homie Carlos Miller, Contra Wayne, Friday, June 18th, Bojangles Coliseum. Two shows at 7 and 11. A 7 o'clock show. They had to add an 11 o'clock show. Y'all done bought them tickets up. So, yeah. So, they got a 7 o'clock and an 11 o'clock. But you know that late, late show be like that, though. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, I love the late, late show. So, that means get you some sleep all day. Get up and come to the late, late show. More details at power98fm.com. Okay. Today, Larry is mad at the school district and the superintendent out in Oklahoma. A mother is disturbed this morning. You know why this mother is disturbed? Because she sent her kid to school with a Black Lives Matter shirt on. She sent her kid to school. Her kid was told to turn his shirt inside out. You can stay in class. You won't go to the principal's office if you wear your shirt inside out. The boy was so traumatized about it, he didn't understand. It's an elementary school. He went home, he told his mom about it. So you know what his mama did? She sent her other two kids along with him. So she got three kids to go to the same school. They all went back to school with Black Lives Matter shirts on. So what did the principal of the school do? He brought all three kids into the office and he said, nah, y'all can't wear these shirts in school. So then the mother took the next step, as she should have. She called a superintendent because beforehand they had said that wouldn't nothing happen to the kids. But then the superintendent, oh boy, I think he watched Michael Jackson. He started to moonwalk. He started to backtrack on that thing. He said, well, you know, we don't want any political statements, and you know, this is a learning environment, and we want to make sure that it's all inclusive for all our students, and during this learning environment, we don't want any political statements, and, you know, we feel like this is a political statement. What? When did Black Lives Matter become a political statement? It's a shirt that reads Black Lives Matter. That ain't a political statement. That ain't saying I support no type of political party or anything like that. That is not a political statement, Mr. Superintendent, Mr. Principal. If they'd have wore a shirt that said all lives matter, would you have had a problem? Or if they'd said white lives matter, would you have had a problem? Whoo, whoo. We got to get these people out of these offices. We got to get them out. I don't care if it's in Oklahoma, if it's in Timbuktu, if it's in Iowa, Idaho, anywhere. You should be allowed to wear a shirt that says Black Lives Matter in any school district. I don't care. I don't care. Ain't nothing political about that at all. And if y'all think it's political, then the people out there in Oklahoma need to go and stand inside that school every day until they allow these kids to wear it. If not, if you don't want the kids wearing this, then go to a dress code. Go to a uniform. Go to a uniform school and you ain't got to worry about it. But like the mother said, this is my son's and my daughter's expression of how they feel. So let them kids express how they feel. If it ain't nothing explicit about it, that ain't no political statement. Y'all need to stop this bull. Y'all need to stop it. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. I ain't verified, but I'm certified. You already know the name. Snow Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
All right, Burpee ain't here today, so I got Burpee's thoughts for today.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
You say, oh, Lord. Why you say, oh, Lord? This is a good one, Jeff. Burpee's thoughts is being brought to you by...
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
Mecklenburg County Public Health is partnered with my guy, Commissioner Mark Jarrell, Mark for the People, Walmart, Carter Innovations, and Freedom Fighter Ministries for a free vaccine drive this Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Movement School Eastland. For online appointments, log on to www.mecnc.gov/COVID-19, all right, if you need that vaccine. All right, so, Jessica, today's thought, you know, Burpee usually do a Teaching Tuesday, and you know, sometimes... we don't pay attention to the signs. You see, sometimes we get signs from the universe. Sometimes we get signs from God. And this Teaching Tuesday is specifically to the person who do Teaching Tuesdays. This is for Burpee today. Why did Burpee say he was out today, Miss Jessica?
His leg is bothering.
His knee has been bothering him for the last month and a half. You see, God and the universe has been sending Burpee messages to check your knee out, check your knee out, check your knee out. Now this morning, he woke up, he said he couldn't walk on his knee. He has been ignoring the signs of his knee and his pain. You see, it ain't even the knee that's the problem, Jessica. You know what the problem is, Miss Jessica?
What's the problem?
He has been ignoring the signs of God and him gaining too much weight. You see, God and his wife and me and you have been telling Burpee to push back from the table.
I ain't been telling Burpee nothing.
I've been telling him to push back from the table. You're getting too big. You're walking down the you're walking down the hallway. You're waddling and swaddling. You're waddling and swaddling down the hallway, Burpee. Now, see, they sent you a sign a month ago that you was getting a little too big. You can't even, you know, because your knees is what hold you up. Your knees is what hold up all your body weight, Miss Jessica. Hold up all your body weight. But no, it hurt a little bit. He wouldn't go get checked. It hurt a little bit more. He still wouldn't go get checked. It hurt to the point today that he can't even walk on his knee. He has got too big for his own damn knees. See, God gonna shut your body down when you don't listen. God will shut your body down. Burpee, shut your mouth and go get checked out. Push back from the table. Teaching Tuesday. Pay attention to the signs. Don't ignore the signs.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy. Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right. Swiss Beats posted a black and white photo showing DMX with the words Exodus tatted on his neck. And in the caption, Swiss Beats wrote, 528. Exodus is coming. X the album. Now, Exodus is the name of DMX's youngest son. And he also had the Bible passage, Exodus 1:7, tatted on his neck. So this is the new album that is coming from DMX. Is going to be the album that he was working on before he passed away, and we're finally going to get it. It's dropping on May 28th. Go ahead and mark your calendar for that. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Here.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gonna put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next? Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
So this is how it goes. We drop the artist, and you jump on the phone lines, 570-WPEG, 1-800-525.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
0098, after you hear the song, let us know how we're going to keep the song, we're going to sweep it, and what letter grade you want to give it. The name of the song is called Push Up. Push Up. All right? Check it out. It's The Plug. It's Pi 98.
Fracture. Yeah. All right.
R.I.P. DMX. The love is real. You gotta fall back. People taking chances in the streets, what they call lack. So many chances till they fall flat. Now the system got them locked down, following the format. Now everything in formation. Left foot, right foot, you better have some coordination. Superpowers try to destroy our nation. Through music and the media, we need some crowd participation.
So we fresh dip and we stay on fleek. We recognize if they happen to speak. Stay quiet so things don't leak. Fall back till it's time to compete. Till it's time to compete.
And when that mission complete, show you that it's possible before you can speak. Down on my name, I hope you do the same thing. And I can never fall back, nah, I ain't pushing up on you, no flex. Had to fall back from it, no stress. And you can keep that over there now, stay blessed. Guess who came back up, you guess. I ain't got the time now, never mind now. I ain't got the time now, never mind now. I ain't pushing up on you, no flex. Guess who came back up, no stress.
Some move too fast, playing hooky and cutting class, and wonder why they be always last. Yeah, fool for thought, don't get caught. Spell that, knowing in your heart a long time you could have fell back.
You're slipping, falling, can't get up. Dark man X, keep your dogs put up. Early in the morning, I'm just doing sit-ups. Already told you I ain't about to push up.
Push up, jumping jacks and running tracks. You either fall back or you push it to your max. You either go hard or you fall back and relax. Fall back.
Nah, I ain't pushing up on you, no flex. Had to fall back from it, no stress. And you can keep that over there now, stay blessed. Guess who came back up, you guess. I ain't got the time now, never mind now. I ain't got the time now, never mind now. I ain't pushing up on you, no flex. Guess who came back up, no stress.
Nah, I ain't pushing up on you, no flex.
Had to fall back from it, no stress.
Space Age Human.
Keep that over there now, stay blessed.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
All right, 570-WPG or 1-800-525-0098. What y'all thought about the next big thing? We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it in wet letter grain. Hit us up right now. Let us know.
And I can never fall back, nah, I ain't pushing up on you, no flex. Had to fall back from it, no stress. And you can keep that over there now, stay blessed. Guess who came back up, you guess. I ain't got the time now, never mind now. I ain't got the time now, never mind now. I ain't pushing up on you, no flex. Guess who came back up, no stress.
Some move too fast, playing hooky.
That's the next big thing right there. Space Age Human and Chuck Powers. The name of the song is called Push Up. We're taking your votes right now. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098. We'll report back in and what the people say, what Madhouse Nation had to say on the next big thing right after this commercial break. We're going to let y'all know what y'all said. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it in wet letter grade.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, and we call the next big thing Tuesday Push Up by Space Age Human and Chuck Powers.
Same thing, and I can never fall back. Nah, I ain't pushing up on you, no flex. Had to fall back from it, no stress. And you can keep that over there now, stay blessed. Guess who came back up, you guess. I ain't got the time now, never mind now. I ain't got the time now, never mind now. I ain't pushing up on you, no flex. Guess who came back up.
We asked for y'all help. That's right. We want to know what y'all thought about the song. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it and wet letter grade.
Hey, I'm going to sweep it. I'm not messing with it. I mean, the lyrics on his song is good, but it's, I don't know. It's taking over his part. He need to work on it. I'm going to give it a C. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. So we're going to keep this song, and we're going to give it a letter grade of A+. Like, it's literally about time y'all played some heat.
okay? Because I was getting tired. Thank you.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, you know Gravy going to tell you to keep it, man.
I give it a B+.
All right, bro.
Good morning. Good morning. Man, boy, we're going to have to sweep it with a discrepancy. Yeah, I'm going to give him a C because I thought he was going to really go in with the club joint. But then he switched it up with the content of what he was talking about, and he lost me. But the beat was fire, though. Yeah. If he go back in the lab and do something with that track, he'll be able to turn that song around. Yep, give him a C.
I give it an F minus. We need to mop that.
What's going on, man? What's up with you, man? Man, we got to sweep that big dog. It was an high song, man. But look, it just ain't grabbing attention, man. I'm fresh back from Puerto Rico, man. That fool, I wanted something to pick me up, baby. He ain't pick me up. Man, I'm going to get a man a C+, man. He got to go back to the crate. Go back to the crate, pull out something. Man. It ain't too bad of a rapper, but he got to get something better than that. All right,
Chief. Hey, what's happening, man? Man, I like this. I like the hook. The hook was fire. I think he kind of drowned on the lyrics. I feel like he was trying to say too much, but he didn't know how to say it. It was tough. It was tough. I think the actual beat drowned him. But I'll give it a B++. I'll give it a B++. I think I'm gonna sweep it though, because he could do better. Okay. He could do better, but I'll give it a B++. Okay. I ain't gonna lie.
B++, but he gonna sweep it. So, the votes came in and Madhouse Nation voted on this one. 71% of Madhouse Nation said sweep it with an overall letter grade of a B-C. That's where we had on this one. Yeah, what you thought about it, Miss Jessica?
So this, I look at it like a puzzle. Right.
Okay. Like a puzzle.
So you have all of the pieces of the puzzle, mm-hmm. but you did not put the puzzle together correctly. Like the beat is good. Some of the lyrics are good. Some of them aren't. You know, it's just not all the way put together. Mm-hmm. So for that, I'm going to give it a C with a sweep.
Okay. Jessica, go C with a sweep. I like the hook of the song. I like the beat. I like one of the guys' voices on the song. I like the message of the song. I do think, you know, you could work on something. Like, I didn't like the talking at the front of the song. Let's get right to it. We don't know you like that. Let's jump right into it. We need to do all that extra talking at the beginning of the song, big dog. However, man, I think you could work with it. I think you need to tweak it a little bit. I think you can work with it. I give it a B-. I give it a B-, but I'm going to keep it, though. I'm going to keep it. I keep it and just tell them to go work on it a little bit, bruh, and come back because, like the female called and said, like we need some refreshment. I think this song, like because the hook is so strong, the beat is so strong, like you just tighten up the lyrics and the message, well, you got you something. But I would keep it. How do we get on the next big thing?
Send us one clean, radio-ready version of your original song. Send it to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That is carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side. South side. East side. West side.
This is my city.
The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Okay, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is Jacquez Craig, man.
Hi, Jacquez.
What up, though?
Hey, how you doing?
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Jacquez, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
All right.
All right, we played the hood black Jeopardy way. You've seen Jeopardy?
Yes.
All right, so we give you the question. We give you the answer, and you give us the question, okay?
Okay.
You got two categories today. Jessica, what's your category?
Where they from?
And mine is, who played that?
All right.
What category do you want, sir?
I'm going to go with who played that.
Okay, in this movie, my character name was Tobin Frost. I was a former CIA agent that was on the run from the CIA. Who played that?
Who is Denzel Washington?
Who is Denzel Washington is correct. The Mundo Big Dog.
Let's go.
All right. You want the same category or you want another category?
That was kind of hard. Same category.
All right, in this movie, I played a character by the name of Day-Day. I was the cousin of Craig. I had several different jobs. I worked in a music store, and I was also a top flight security guard. Who played that?
Who is Day-Day?
Ooh.
Who is Mike Epps?
Who is Mike Epps? Okay, okay, you got it, big dog. You got it.
You.
Win. You got it, big dog. You are Black Smart today, and we got 5 shout-outs for you. Go on and give them to us.
All right, I'm going to shout out to my daughter. She's 3 months. She's going to be 4 months this month on the 17th. Her name is Leilani Craig. And I want to shout out Callie Morton. That's my girl. Soon-to-be wife, fiance. I want to shout out my mama. Mother's Day just passed. Tammy Craig. That's all.
I want to shout you out for being a daddy. Man, shout out to you, man. Keep up and keep doing. Keep being a responsible parent, man. That's big, big homie.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
And shout out to your favorite radio station.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte Plum for new hip hop. I'll be making a stallion, the baby doing the crap, baby. Let's check this madhouse voicemail, man.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
It go down in the deal. It go down.
I'm sorry, y'all. It's a petty Tuesday. Everybody's being petty today. All right. So the Madhouse question of the day was what today?
Today we were asking you what makes you cringe.
Oh yeah, y'all went in today. Woo, soon as my phone upload. So mesmerizing. Hey boo, bad manners, poor social etiquette, wet skin, bad outfits, people acting like they're the chef but use canned box foods, incorrect grammar, pick me's and yours, bourbon stalks this morning. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Not your average chick says the thought of a Wendy Williams wax figure. How will it stand? I think they actually did pretty well with it. If y'all want to see it, it's up on our website, power98fm.com. I Bleed Basketball says people who chew with their mouths open. The Nikki Show says men who don't say my name and call me sweetie, beloved, queen, or empress.
Wow.
Bonnie H3 says snakes.
Yeah.
And then I Bleed Basketball also says plaque buildup on teeth and bad breath. Now that plaque buildup on teeth, one of my celebrity crushes, and it switched. It switched. He had so much plaque on. He got.
Who was it?
It looked like butter on his teeth. Was? I'm not saying.
Why not?
I'm not gonna say, but it was bad. It was bad.
I know two of your celebrity crushes, and
it was one of them.
It was Common or Jim Jones.
It was one of them. So I will say that.
If I gotta roll with one of them two, I'm gonna go with Jim Jones.
I'm not gonna say who it was.
You don't have to say. I'm gonna roll with Jim
However,
Jones.
However, you gotta go to the dentist. Doing that. You gotta go to the dentist for that.
Gossipville said dudes with long ass fingernails. Ugh. Becca D underscore 352 said people eating. Can of Fab said people who chew loud. That's me.
People
I chew loud.
Eating.
Yes, I guess she just don't like people eating.
Wow.
I don't know. People who chew loud. That's me. That's Can of Fab said that. K Cole PhD said liars. Kiss My underscore said biting your fork. Ooh, who bites their fork? Ooh.
You know, I've seen people who say things like biting their ice cream. They do. Like,
oh, yeah, because
it
make you feel like you would get a brain freeze.
It makes them cringe.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I've
before.
Seen also people who chew ice. That makes them cringe.
Diddy Scott says somebody that always asks for money or a ride to the store. And somebody agree with you, Jessica. Sharice 77 said, feet. Keep it to yourself.
Man.
All right, Madhouse voicemail. Y'all know how it goes down. Anything you heard on the show you want to comment on, go ahead.
This is Mr. What the Hell No Limit. You know you got to watch what you say on this radio all willy-nilly, man. You told Burpee he'd be waddling and swallowing. Now you know you got old nasty black-ass funky booty little boy that just so stand for Burpee. You setting Burpee up for the Kim Bill. And no limit. Boy, I heard what you said about Papa Friday. When I see your little black ass, I'm going to cut you toothpick the fried tooth in the power. Every time you go to the barbershop, you better watch your back, because I'm just going to step up in that mother schooler and just start cutting your little black ass.
Oh, man, don't act like that. You know I'm really your stepdaddy. Why would you want to do your stepdaddy like that, man? Don't act like that. Me and Helen, we had a great Mother's Day. She was massaging my belly button and rubbing my knees and my feet. I can't believe you. I was going to even leave you something for being my stepson, Mr. What the Hell. Why you going to act like that?
Things that make you cringe.
And I'll be at the barbershop today, by the way, just in case you want to pull up. We can talk father to son.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, May 11th. After months of waiting, Nicki Minaj hopped on social media to tease her long-awaited return. Now, we don't know exactly what Nicki is dropping, but whatever it is dropping on Friday. She got missing on social media shortly after giving birth to a little baby boy who she refers to as Papa Bear. So we'll be waiting until Friday to see what's going on with her.
It also said that her and Rihanna was following each other. So they were thinking like maybe they could collab on some music. We'll see what's up, though. You think Nicki gonna drop some new music?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think she should, but
why don't you think she should?
I agree with Joe Budden. I think she's in a different space right now, and she should take time to be in that space. I think she's coming back too early from having a baby, but, you know, it is what it is.
It's official. Lil Baby and Lil Durk have set a date. Their joint project, Voice of the Heroes, is going to be released on May 28th. Back in March, you know, they begin teasing this potential project, and it looks like it's going to be happening.
Lil Baby.
May 28th.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be dope. And I know them young folk out there waiting for that thing.
Weekend fans, the singer is nominated for 16 Billboard Music Awards. And on top of that, he's going to be hitting the stage too. He's nominated in categories like Top Artist, Top Male Artist, and Top R&B Artist. You can also cast your vote for two of the categories. The Billboard Music Awards goes down on Sunday, May 23rd. It's hosted by Nick Jonas. To find out how you can cast your vote, head on over to our website, power98fm.com.
All right, that's what it is.
J. Cole dropped a documentary for fans. It's called Applying Pressure, the off-season documentary. It premiered on YouTube, and it is waiting for you on our website as well, power98fm.com. He's getting ready to drop his album on Friday, so this comes as some more promo for that. You all can check out that documentary on our website.
Shout out to J. Cole, boy, that boy Biz out here.
Portia Williams has the internet going crazy today. She revealed that she not only has a new man, but she's about to have a new husband. She is engaged to a guy by the name of Simon. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. I'm not going to try. Now, here's gotcha. Simon just recently divorced his now ex-wife and Portia's former friend. She was actually seen on The Real Housewives of Atlanta this year. She was supposed to have a peach, but she's on there as a friend of the cast, sort of like in a Marlowe role. On the show. Now, Portia says in this long post that she and this young lady are not friends, but people have pulled out the receipts of Portia hanging out at the house with not only her, but the husband, who is now her fiance. And he is a friend of Portia's baby daddy, Dennis. So it's a lot of drama with this whole situation.
Portia just want to remain on TV. One, two, she only been dating this guy allegedly for a month, and he already proposed. Okay, big dog, that's what's up.
Well, I mean, okay, big dog, that's if they've only been dating for a month.
That's what she said.
That's if she has only been dating. She also said that she wants friends with the girl.
Well, we know
we've seen the receipts of that. So, I mean, this story is just all over the place.
Thank you, Portia.
Congratulations to Wendy Williams. She showed off her new wax figure that's going to be featured in the museum in New York City. She is dressed in a red jumpsuit with Gucci sneakers, and she's wearing her trademark W diamond necklace. If you all want to see it, that is also on our website, power98fm.com. We want to know if you think they nailed it or not. I personally think that they nailed it. It looks just like her.
It
look good. I saw the picture. I think they did a good job.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Coyle Ray, Black China, Ace Hood, and Cam Newton. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The neighborhood. Power 98. One pinky, one thumb, one love. What's up, Cam Newton? I think that's it. I'm finna look it up right now. I'm blessed and I'm fresh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.